Yo fam, before we get into this episode, if you know someone looking to talk about stigma, to talk about mental health and addiction prevention, whether it's in a school environment, university, criminal justice system, in a business, in HR, if you want to get more people within your group or organization or community to utilize services before they end up in crisis, let me know. I'm a professional keynote trainer and teacher around mental health and addiction services, pursuing my big, audacious mission, which is to make coaching, counseling, and support groups as common as hiring a personal trainer or joining a gym. Let me know. You can find me at kprestonmoore.com, kprestonmoore on social, or you can drop me an email at preston@kprestonmoore.com. I love you. What is your mission? You know, that sounds very lofty. It sounds big. It sounds daunting for some. It also sounds a bit confusing. What is my mission? Can I make a difference? Do I matter? And can I make a difference in my family, in my community, in the world? What is your mission? My mission is to make coaching, counseling, and support groups as common as going to the gym, hiring a personal trainer, or joining a group fitness class. You know, it took me a long time to come to that. As a matter of fact, I've made attempts to write out missions for years, right? I've attempted, it never felt authentic. It was difficult. It felt lofty is not the right word. It felt out of reach. It felt pointless. It felt too fantastical, right? But as I have grown, maybe it's part of getting older, and also getting to know myself better, I shifted from writing things that look good on a page or what I thought you thought about mission or what I was saying. I would try to write these things down like based on what I saw on YouTube or some of these other prolific influencers and change makers in our communities. And finally, as I've navigated multiple and speaking engagements, trainings, workshops, conversations that I'm having on a daily, it was as if it smacked me in the face with, you keep saying you want to make coaching, counseling, and support groups as common as going to the gym or hiring a personal trainer. That, my friend, is your mission. I'm grateful for that. I'm starting to say that to myself on a regular basis, daily. I'm starting to look at when I go into a speaking gig, sometimes I can be caught up in how I'm going to sound. Am I going to do well? Who is the audience? What are they going to think? And I go back to the mission. What am I here to do? Is to grow and serve, is to help someone in the audience, to help open the door for someone to say either, A, let me try a counselor, let me try one of those support groups, or B, that's exactly what I need to hear. I need to double down on what I'm already doing. What is your mission? Something significant happened recently, or maybe it's a meaningful day in my life. My father's birthday was September the 6th. He would have been somewhere in his 70s, 72 or 74. I haven't journaled in a while, but I journaled on that day, and I just took a second to think about him, to make the effort to feel him, to feel the feelings that I have around that around him, and the losing a father, being without a father for 20 years. You know, it's so, I when it comes to people passing, it's I'll speak for me. I want to experience them again. I want to feel them. I want to know what they think. You know, I've shared on the pod before, but like, I've spent so much time, you know, with all the things that worrying about all the things that, you know, he didn't do right or well. And I've kind of gotten past that. Part of it is the humbling experience of parenting, knowing that it's harder than it looks, and I'm not as good at it as I thought I would be. But like, really craving that, not knowledge and understanding, that connection, that the curiosity about who he is or what he would think about, you know, my family, or where him and my mother and family would be. It's just, yeah, I'm grateful. I'm grateful for the feelings. I'm grateful for the yearning. A lot of the meditation and spirituality work and God work that I do is, you know, deep in the back. Well, not even deep. It's just in the back of my mind. I want to have a experience where I talk to my dad again, where I see him, where I interact with him. And it's extremely most of the time associated with hallucinogenic drugs, right? These people go on these out-of-body experiences with different substances. But you know, a lot of people have these experiences with breath work and meditation. And so I'm trying not to have expectations for my spiritual path, but I want to have that experience. I crave that experience. And anyway, just something I've been thinking about. What is your mission? Do you have a mission? So many people talk about, if you want to live to your full potential, if you want to be successful, if you want to make that change, you must have a mission. What do you think about that? I'd love to hear from you. Hey, the other thing is, if you know someone looking to hire a speaker, a trainer, a workshop leader, a keynote speaker, you got a conference or a family group or a school that you're a part of, I do mental health and addiction workshops around stigma, around family recovery, around turning stigma into a superpower, addiction recovery. Let your boy know. I love you. You can find me at kprestonmoore.com. You can email me at preston@kprestonmoore.com, or you can find me across all the socials, K. Preston Moore. I love you. Holla at your boy.